All right, Alexander, let's answer the questions from the live stream that we had the other day, where Robert Barnes joined us and Matthew Arrett also joined us on this live stream. And let's begin with Elza, who says, Melania hasn't written a letter in the case of the Iranian girl's school because she's still writing the long letter to Bibi about the children in Gaza.
Yeah, true. Good point, actually.
Yeah. Agu says,
well, what Elza, to the people who don't remember, is referencing is Melania's letter to Putin, about the children in Ukraine, which didn't go down well in Moscow at all, by the way.
And the fact that Melania now is also the chair of the Security Council, or
something
like that.
Exactly.
Agu says, Empire of Lies plan, recruit proxies following Ukraine playbook. They will use Kurdish, IS and Al-Qaeda forces and false flag Turkey to keep it out.
Yeah, that is the plan at the moment.
David says, does the IRGC have missiles that could reach Camp Bonsteel? Lots of people on X giving the coordinates to the camp.
This is, I believe, in Albania. I'm not sure where it is exactly, but I believe it is.
Kosovo.
Oh, Kosovo, of course.
Occupied. Yeah. Occupied Kosovo.
I don't know is the short answer to that. I know that they do have missiles that can reach southeastern Europe, but whether they can go quite that far, I'm not sure. Perhaps they can.
Maybe. Does Hezbollah have that capability? Never did I have. On the Lebanon side, I don't think
yes,
so.
Yes, again, I don't know. I don't know.
All right. From Alex K. Henceforth, I think it would be more appropriate if we called NATO, Israel, and all Western-backed proxies Epstein Coalition.
Well, Epstein Coalition, why not? I mean, I think we should not overstate what Israel is capable of. We have our own neocons in Europe and in the United States, and they are, to my mind, the major authors of this. And we should never, ever shift responsibility away from them.
Alice K says, only way US could win is by a ground full-scale invasion. How long would it take to train, equip, and deploy troops given the chaotic situation regionally?
I was reading a report by a Russian military officer called Vladimir Trukhan, who was a member of the Russian Central Command. And he said that for the US to prepare a ground invasion of Iran, which would be a colossal undertaking, would take at least a year to prepare, because the number of troops that you would need for that, and you would need to also enlist troops. I mean, the US military, the army is not enormous. And the need to create logistics in the region to keep this huge force supplied would be colossal. So I don't think that this is a viable option at the present time. Certainly, if the plan is to march all the way to Tehran. But I'm not going to say that this is the only way the war ends favorably for the United States. Iran has to hold together to remain intact. The political system there has to survive. At the moment, it is doing so. For me to come out and say definitely it will continue to be doing so next month or in 2 months' time or in 6 months' time is for me to say more than I know.
Nico says the Iranian Navy and subs are destroyed. The U.S. and Israel are making Tehran and other cities unlivable. They are striking nuclear facilities in Bushehr, with the Kurds and Azeris volunteering as ground troops. Like the morons that they are, I don't see Iran surviving. The air defense is limited.
Well, this is of course a certain view. The Russians are present in Bushehr, and they say that there have not been any attacks at all there. And I mean, that may, by the way, be because the Russians are indeed there. Certainly, there has been extremely heavy bombing and continuing bombing of Tehran. But Tehran is, of course, it's the capital. But the lesson one learns from bombing is that war cannot be won. Wars cannot be won by bombing alone. And, you know, you can kill lots of people. You can do a huge amount of damage, but that is not enough by itself. Seeking warships, it seems to me, is completely relevant to this war because it is not a naval war. It is a test of endurance between political and economic systems. What the Kurds are able to do in Western Iran is certainly concerning, I am sure, for the Iranian leadership. I mean, that's probably the thing that they're most concerned about at the moment. But Iran is an enormous country. And can the Kurds capture significant territories of it? And can they undermine the internal stability of the Iranian government? Well, that remains to be seen.
Will Erdogan allow the Kurds to capture and hold territory? Now, that's an existential threat for Turkey.
Absolutely. I agreed. Absolutely agreed. Now, can I just say, Nikos, you know, I'm not saying Iran is going to come through this. I don't know. All I'm saying is that for the moment, and we're only into this a couple of days so far, it's holding together. And that is causing greater and greater problems for the US and its Western allies, especially as the energy flows stop.
Vincent says, does the war on Iran officially put an end to the spheres of influence idea? Thanks.
Well, that's a good question, actually. We haven't talked much about this. You see, this is the problem. I get the sense that with Trump, he goes from one idea to the next. I was watching Elbridge Colby, who I think is the real advocate of the spheres of influence, in Congress. He was so unhappy. I mean, he clearly isn't happy with this whole operation at all. He wants to pull out of the Middle East. I think for the moment, we can forget the spheres of influence as of today. The United States has again been pulled back into the Middle East, into this conflict there. If it all fails, if it goes wrong, then I would not be surprised if we see ideas about spheres of influence return, probably with a lot more, lot more energy behind them.
H28 says, aerospace unit of IRGC is in charge of missile launches. Iran still has the biggest ground force in the Middle East to secure its border. Borders. A few Kurds with AK-47s shouldn't pose a threat.
Well, I agree. I mean, I agree. But then again, we'll just have to see. And, you know, it's not just the Kurds with a few AKs. I mean, they're going to be backed by the US, by the US military to the extent that they can back them. I mean, one should not underestimate the danger of this for Iran, though one shouldn't perhaps overestimate it either.
Indy Ovid Films says the United States seeks to extend Russia, yet could America be accidentally extending its own limits in the process?
I've been saying this for years. I mean, all of that famous Rand Corporation report from, was it 2019, about overextending Russia. Who at the moment looks overextended? To me, it's obvious. It's the US that's depleting its arsenals. It's the US that is experiencing growing strains in its economic system, not Russia.
Matthew says, are large-scale job losses in the UK likely?
Yes. If this continues, I should say unemployment in Britain has been rising over the last few months. Of course, if we have a full-blown energy crisis, it will rise much more.
Midson says, is possible China and Russian ships get attacked by angry Israel due to coverage they provide to Iran? Is Netanyahu the worst American president ever?
I hope and believe we won't see things like that happen. If they do, then, as I said, we're in a different world again. I mean, if Israel or the United States start attacking Russian and Chinese ships, I presume you mean warships, but even merchant ships, then, as I said, we're in a different world again. I mean, at that point, Israel burns whatever bridges it still has with these two great powers, and the forces that start to accumulate against it become enormous. I mean, why would Israel do that, by the way? I mean, if they start taking those kind of steps, then the possibilities of Russian and especially Chinese arms supplies to Iran increase exponentially.
Matthew says, do you think the USA will fail in the end?
I think it is more likely than not, but I don't know. Again, I don't know enough about the internal situation in Iran.
Elsa says, gentlemen, how different would the situation be for Iran if the U.S. military were still based in Afghanistan? I wonder if Trump is going to blame Biden.
Of course he's going to blame Biden.
And I'm sure
he's going to bring, he already is. Yeah. He's already complaining about Biden giving weapons to Ukraine. And I'm sure before long he will be bringing up Afghanistan.
Elliot says, with Iran's significant reduction in air defense batteries, have we reached the state IL was hoping for? Israel was hoping for dominance over Iran and stopping them from resupplying like they are doing in Syria.
How do we know for sure that Iranian air defense systems are so depleted? I mean, the only information we have about this is coming from Israel and the United States. Even as we've been making this program, I saw reports a short time ago that an F-15 fighter jet was shot down over Iran. So maybe it's not quite as bad as you think. Besides, this is the other thing to say. The United States and Israel might obtain aerial dominance over Iran. This country is enormous. You can't have American and Israeli fighters and bombers over every part of it all the time. The level of resiliency here is colossal.
Dominique says, Alexander has suggested reasons for the decapitation strike. A, a deliberate sacrifice of Khamenei. B, a meeting trap during negotiations. Could both apply. A U.S. trap, Iran turned into a counter trap.
Well, can I say something? I've been reading a lot about the Iranian in the Iranian media about Khamenei. It seems that he always made clear that he would never hide, that he would always work from his residence. He made it an absolute point of principle. He said, and he was apparently mimicking his previous leader, Iran's the founder of the Islamic Republic, Ayatollah Khamenei. The principle was that the supreme leader must always be there with the people. He must never hide. He must never have big security details. He must never cower in bunkers or things of that kind. And if that means sacrificing his life, well, for Shia, that is martyrdom. And martyrdom is something to be embraced, not avoided. So clearly that played an important role in this. And it meant that Khamenei was severely exposed. But I cannot imagine that he expected the attack to happen when it did, because he called together all of his top officials, the defense minister, the chief of staff, the head of the IRGC, all of these people to this meeting. He had his family also there, his granddaughter, all of them. And I can't imagine that he did that on purpose. So clearly, it was a trap, but a trap made possible because of the way that Khamenei chose to live his life.
Reaper Actual says, the Chinese need to stay out of this or Iran would lose its biggest card by forcing them to reopen the strait. That's by far the best card they have.
Well, yeah, but that is a very good point, actually.
Nico
By the
says,
way, just to say, the claim that China has put pressure on Iran to reopen the straits is not supported by Chinese statements. I went through all of them yesterday, and the Chinese have not said anything like that. What the Chinese have been calling on is for a complete cessation of hostilities, which means a stop of American and Israeli attacks on Iran.
Nico says, France retaliated against Russia by helping Ukraine destroy a tanker. This was the first out of the six cases that the Russian tanker sunk. It's a big loss.
It's a huge event. A nat gas tanker in the Mediterranean, flying the Russian flag, going about its lawful business, attacked, we're told, by Ukrainian drones, water drones, obviously done with the assistance of some Western country. And Putin is already saying, in the middle of an energy crisis, that the Russians are now going to stop exports of natural gas, complete stops of all LNG exports to Europe. I mean, this, if ever there was a colossal own goal, this was one.
AZ Mary says, Ukraine makes hundreds of drones a week in every other basement and launches them at Russia. Iran has three times the population, more engineers, support of China, drone parts. Can Middle East handle it for months?
I agree. I completely agree. I think this is a very, very good point. If Ukraine can continue to produce drones, absolutely Iran can.
Brulaham says, could you get Nema Parvini on the show? He's half Welsh and Iranian, and it would be great to hear you discuss the UK and Iran-Israel situation.
Of course. We want to have Professor Parvini anyway.
Sparky says, what opportunities might arise for Erdogan in Syria as Israel is continually pummeled by Iran? He has a significant army.
We talked about that on the program,
Nico says, Stanislav said that Russia can't protect their entire fleet everywhere. At this point, I don't know what is the solution, and Poland wants to get nukes.
Do you mean the merchant fleet or the naval fleet?
Because in reference to the tanker.
The tanker.
To the LNG
For the moment, the Russians have not set up the convoys that they were talking about. But I think this is clearly where this is going. And this attack is specifically going to accelerate the movement of this. Now, if I can just make a few points here. If it comes to LNG, I know a little bit about the Russian LNG industries because I happen to know somebody who worked in it, just to say. And that's all based in the Arctic. And the ports there, the supply ports, are located in the Arctic. So LNG tankers, it should not be particularly difficult to reroute them using the northern sea route. And remember, we're now entering summer, so we're going to get into the period when there's less ice anyway. And with Putin saying that LNG is not going to be supplied to Europe, I suspect we're going to see LNG ships in future travel along the northern sea route around the Russian Pacific coast to China, and they probably won't leave Russian and Chinese waters at all.
GBO Farms says Trump keeps backpedaling on objectives. If they don't get regime change, Trump lost the war. There's already evidence they're using PAC-2 Patriot missiles made in 2000 with a 19% interception rate.
Well, I'm not going to discuss the Patriots, but what I will say is absolutely, if they don't get regime change, then this operation will have failed. There is no doubt whatsoever. The things that Trump himself has said has made it absolutely clear that this is a regime change attempt.
Anonymous says, Matt, can you provide an update on Alberta separatism and its geopolitical context now, considering the actions of the American empire?
Well, we need to pass this on to Matt.
Mm. If Matt is listening, that would be a good, maybe a good post or something. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Or we could do a show on it as well.
Yeah.
Funky Monkey says, do people say Turkey is next when they are, why are they in NATO?
I have to say, I mean, the idea of coming after Turkey, it seems to me to be, I mean, it is megalomania and delusion. It's close to madness, in my opinion.
Elliot says, this is what I have said for months. Militias will take the oil. You will end up with a weak Assad 2.0 central government to deal with later.
This is not Iran. Is not Syria. Iran it operates on a completely different scale to Syria. And of course, Iran has the advantage of being allied to countries which are friendly to itself on its various borders. So this is not going to be Syria 2. Whatever it is not going to be Syria 2.
Yeah, Elliot says militias being the group you named, YouTube rules.
Yes.
Yeah, well, Kurds and IS.
Does, okay. Exactly, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Game of Chair says you should invite Alistair Crook on. He's the oracle of the Middle East.
Absolutely, I agree.
Todd Sadness says, Sandes, says the structure of the Iran government was developed in the 1980s during the war with Iraq, where 1 million died, including tens of thousands of government officials. Layers of control and redundancies were built in, made for this.
This is completely true. The big question is whether Iran today is the same resilient society that it was in the 1980s. In the 1980s, it was led by Khamenei, the original founder of the Islamic Revolution, a revolutionary leader, a man of extraordinary charisma, the man who overthrew the Shah. The revolutionary sentiment amongst the people was very strong. Is Iran today as resilient as it was then? It's a very, very different country today. The population is far better educated than it was then. That, of course, objectively is a source of strength. A more educated population is a population that is, in some respects, better able to develop systems to oppose what is happening. If we're talking about production of drones and things of that kind. But an educated population is also a population that perhaps is more critical, demands more explanations, requires more answers, has its own views. Just a second.
Mirjana Gavrilovic, thank you for that super sticker. Mm-hmm. The Palantir says, isn't it fascinating how assassinating Khamenei had the reverse effect of what Trump intended? Rather than topple the regime, it consolidated support.
Yes. I wonder what advice about Khamenei and Iran Trump has been getting, just to say.
Yeah. Mark Hewitt says, does Trump think that Iran tried to assassinate him and Butler? We talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does. Think that Robert addressed that. Yeah. Elza says the only plan Trump has is for the White House ballroom. Zik Nass says Trump's fall is equivalent to that of Horace Lupercal from Warhammer. If you know, you know. Now try and guess who the chaos gods are.
Well, I'm afraid this is all completely outside my area of knowledge. Yeah.
The Palantir says, with Ukraine losing and if Iran outlasts the U.S., forcing them to leave the Arab Gulf states, that would mean the end of U.S. hegemony. Do you agree?
Yes, I do, actually. If we find ourselves in that position, I do. But don't assume that. As I said, we're still in the first few days of the war. If there is a collapse in Iran, and we must not assume that there won't be an, we mustn't take it for granted that Iran will come through this. If there is a collapse in Iran, it will give the US a further boost, even if it's only a short term.
Keith Oko says, centralized energy to CDC, repeat of 1812. Sparky says, Robert, I saw an interview of Mike Huckabee in the last 10 years, gleefully longing for the Battle of Armageddon to bring the apocalypse so Jesus returns in his lifetime. He couldn't help but smile.
Well, we've talked all about this and the
with Matthew and with Robert.
Yeah,
yeah. Robert says heartbroken and deep sorrow for the people of Iran. So disappointed in our government.
I agree.
Zarayel says, Robert, like Epi, why don't 9/11 files be released?
Good question.
Yeah. Yinka says, what will a military coup look like in the U.S.?
Oh, let's not think about these things.
Elsa says, what's behind Spain's position on Iran? The media says, flip-flop Macron and the EU backs Spain. US is just for a day. Trump won't like it at all.
I have a feeling, given that we're talking about Spain, that it is deeply connected with Spanish internal politics. Sanchez is trying to rally the left, which is very big in Spain, just to say, because of the memories of the Franco era, is trying to rally the left and is positioning himself as the anti-Trump person in Spain and in Europe. And from what I know about Spain, it might work.
Commando Crossfire says, any talks where Witkoff and Jared show up aren't real and shouldn't be taken as such. It is the U.S. simply playing the other side for time or hide and attack.
Everybody now is saying this. There's commentaries now appearing in the Russian media that say the same.
Yeah, they're burnt.
My bad.
They're done, yeah.
Yeah.
Shifu says, I can't see how Kamala would have been worse.
No, I'm afraid I agree. Yeah. This dumb, I agree.
The Palantir says, how big a catastrophe would U.S. boots on the ground be?
There would be an enormous catastrophe. I don't think it's going to happen, by the way. Yeah. I think there would be far too much opposition.
Mm. Yeah, but if this drags on for 3 months, two months,
yes,
and the Kurds or Al-Qaeda, IS can't do what they want them to do, which they can't.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, they're bringing this up.
This is a very good point Alex has just made. We are at the moment in an escalation cycle. We're not in a de-escalation cycle. Yeah, really. We might eventually reach the de-escalation point, but at the moment, all the pressure is to go on escalating.
I remember in the beginning of the Ukraine conflict, Germany said, we're just going to send helmets and blankets. That's it. Yeah. Red Panda Pie says, 1 year of Trump, second in progress, two to go. It's already chaos in the world. What if Iran falls? We answered that question, actually.
Yes.
Lada Moreau says, by backing up Trump's disastrous attack on Iran, Vance ruined his political career. Roberts
we'll answer that one, yeah.
Commando Crossfire on Kamala says, her laugh. Yes. Kiyosha Takeda, thank you for that super chat. Red Panda Pie says, by the way, excellent program with my favorite hosts and top quality guests. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for that, Red Panda. JHW says, what happens when Iran destroys the water desalination plants and the entire GCC becomes unlivable?
Well, that is not an outlandish idea. It is a real possibility. We're not there yet. And I think the Iranians will not do that unless they really start to feel very desperate. But certainly the possibility to do it is there. And it would, as you absolutely rightly said, be an unimaginable disaster. Places like Riyadh would become unlivable.
Life of Brian says, I'm thinking of garrison state of fanatics cultivated by the deep state for imperial expansion, i.e. was Israel just the first to Ukraine?
Well, I mean, the Ukrainians themselves have been talking about becoming another Israel. I think Israel is a unique creation, actually. It's a product of a particular set of circumstances that existed in the 20th century. I don't think that we will see anything like that emerge anywhere else.
Empire We Are says, say America and the world repeal and grind into dust the National Security Act of 1947 and everything associated with it.
A moment of liberation.
Mm. Nico says,
we're not there yet.
Nico says, something that made my day. Vovan Alexis Pahlavi prank. Also, I realized after his hearing, there's a giant statue of Bill Clinton in Kosovo. Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Brulaham says, could you guys discuss Ted Postol's point that interceptors are useless versus ballistic missiles? We did, yeah. Shifu says, if Vance or Tulsi Gabbard, the so-called good guys in the admin, had any morality, they would have left last year.
I think that can a vice president just walk away in that way?
I don't know about that.
I mean,
I think you guys addressed
the
Vance and Tulsi issue.
Yes.
GBO Farm says, China said they will stop exporting rare earth minerals to the U.S. if they go to war in Iran. I hope they do. China seems like less than reliable ally.
China may be doing all kinds of things that we don't know about. And as Robert pointed out in the program, they are already publishing massive numbers of satellite photos of U.S. bases. And clearly this is being done to help Iran.
Salim says, I am in the GCC, have not seen anything like this. Oh, interesting. Yeah. Stay safe. Sparky says, knew Hannity when he was in Atlanta. He's never had an original idea in his life and always got by through hard work and copying the rhetoric of other talk show hosts. Decent golfer, but clueless. Sounds about right. Sir Rodney Effing, thank you for that awesome super chat. Thanks for all your work. Thank you, Rodney, for that. Commander Crossfire says, I don't think too much thought should be given to what or if the U.S. has some grand plan. For the destruction is the plan. It is their MO, like Libya.
I I don't quite accept this view. I agree that destruction is the product of an awful lot of what America does. I mean, even the British media, by the way, are saying this is Team America. That Hegg said looks straight like he's a character out of that film. But I have to assume that there was a plan. I don't think you just go somewhere in order to create destruction. Because destruction is not going to benefit you in any way. So you have to at least rationalize to yourself what you're doing. So I think they accepted the rhetoric that it's evil, that it was going to be easy. Trump said it was going to be easy. So there we are.
Empire We Are says, I knew decades ago that Israel had the means to deliver US B-61 nuclear weapons. No speculation. Iran is crazy for not going nuclear. Nico says, when Iran falls, it's just Russia and China. That's it. How can two countries fight such unity that the West is? People in the West are not opposing this.
No. Well, I did about that. Russia and China possess more than enough resources by themselves. And it's they would not be by themselves either. I mean, I think that one should not understate the damage done by Iran's fall. But it is not the colossal existential event either that some people seem to think it is.
Yeah. Salim says, you think GCC would join the fight on which side?
Well, I mean, I think Robert said that. What would they do? What would they bring to it?
Yeah. Sparky says, if I recall, Iran has the high ground along the Strait of Hormuz.
Yes, it does. The point has been made that if you're talking about occupying the territory to the state on the Iranian side of the Straits of Hormuz. It's rocky, it's mountainous, there's caves, there's everything. It's terribly difficult territory to control for an invader to capture and control.
Humming Pylon says, can't wait for you to invite Professor Yang.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Definitely. Sparky says, Robert, I remember some boomer Protestants grew up hearing their preachers and parents calling Israelis Christ killers in the 1950s and 60s. So they compensated for it by becoming Christian Zionists.
Well, I also discovered Christian Zionism, by the way, in the 70s, just to say. I remember that it suddenly appeared in my school.
Commando Crossfire says, Russia and China cannot fight against the West and are not trying to. They are trying to survive. Everyone wants to stand with those that do, but this isn't a clash of great powers, but a stand for survival.
Well, if I may say so, Russia is fighting. It's fighting in Ukraine. It's winning in Ukraine. And it's a proxy war, as even the Americans have admitted. So, I mean, don't say that they're not fighting, because they obviously are.
Yeah. Gunther, thank you for that super sticker. Eric Hatchett says, if Iran is so desperate to get a nuke, why don't they go with fissionable material in a bag?
We answered that one, yeah.
Yeah, from Eric. Thank you for that. Lee says, Austin probably was a false flag. A lot of stuff with the bio of the shooter does not suggest he would avenge the Ayatollah's martyrdom.
Impossible.
Eric Hatchett said, I had to reword my question 5 times to get it through. No nasty words, just legit question. Why? YouTube. Yeah. Thank you for that. Talata Moreau says, where is Gabbard? She is absent. Ruined her political future too, along with Vance.
Well, I think so. I mean, I think with what I would say about Gabbard is that I got the impression that up to the moment when Trump asked her to join his administration, she'd basically given up on politics.
Yeah. Andrew, thank you for that super sticker. The Black Cat, thank you for that super sticker. Isabella, thank you for that super sticker. Zariel says, Alexander, we're disgusted with all our leaders.
Yeah.
Shifu says, Matt is so ahead of his time, a true genius whose knowledge pool is too deep for us ordinary folk.
Mm-hmm, true.
Very true. Jeff, thank you for that super sticker. Frank says, yes, the great J.D. Vance, apologist. Thank you for that, Frank. Mm-hmm. Empire We Are says, the super chat algorithm is a nightmare, 100 times pickier than the regular chat. Very true. We can't control that. Sparky says, go answer Allah, fight the power.
Mm-hmm.
Hayes Grace says, do you think the Houthis are waiting for the right time to take some sort of action, or are they not going to take part in the mess?
No, they will take part in the mess, and I think that's exactly what they do. I suspect that they're being regular contact with the Iranians, and this is probably something that is being talked about between them.
Irina, thank you for that super sticker. Sparky says, the Ayatollah was known to read Western mainstream media. At his age, he may not have realized how misleading it become. So maybe he let his guard down, had a meeting, plus saw his grandchild.
Yes, I agree.
Martin says, is it possible that Trump blackmail video exists, or does Trump really believe the propaganda?
I think he really believes the propaganda. I've always got the impression that he really, really disliked the government in Iran and everything that it stood for. Remember, he's 80, so he remembers the 1979 hostage siege, the 1983 bombing of the Marines in Beirut, all of those things. So he probably carries all that inside him.
Sparky says, build a better world with bricks.
No.
Elza says, first it was Iranian drones help Russia to hit Ukraine. Now it's Russian drones help Iran to hit the US and Israel. Which one is it? Who's in tatters?
Sure.
John N. says, so how goes the Board of Peace? Humming Pylon says, not a good year for South Korea and Japan.
No.
Sparky says, Robert, Zionists, neocons, and establishment media are bizarro world Hogan's heroes, and President Trump is Colonel Klink. Red Panda Pie says, if what Trump is doing not even constitutional, let alone not legal following international law. You discussed that.
You absolutely many times.
Yeah. Fahad says, why Iran didn't buy Russian air defense S-400s? They could have saved lots of lives in Iran. With that, Iran needs to realize they can't build air defense.
Well, can I just say something? I mean, I've discussed this at enormous length. I myself don't fully understand the reasoning here. But, you know, we are where we are. Iran did not buy these weapons. It did not buy the anti-ship missiles from China until now. It slow-walked the buying of the Sukhoi 35s. But ultimately, what is going to decide this conflict is not the absence of those things, but whether Iran itself, its political system, survived.
Brendan says, it's only supposed to last a week, kind of like 2 weeks to slow the spread. This time, it is to slow the Shia.
Yeah.
Andrew Bird said, it's now time to recognize the fact that Russia and China have simply outplayed the West. The war with Iran is simply the crescendo of economic war, which has been waged by Russia and China against the USA.
You know, we have all these people who see everything like a kind of game. We've just had one person before saying that the Russians and the Chinese don't fight. We've now had another person say that the Russians and the Chinese outplayed the West. If anybody's outplaying anybody, it's us ourselves. We are outplaying ourselves. We are launching ourselves in these extraordinary operations, overextending the United States and the West, doing massive damage to our own economies. What the Russians and the Chinese do is they wait. They build up their own forces and they wait. And that's what all wise countries do. It's what the United States used to do. To give one example, between 1939 and 1941, Germany went on a rampage. It looked like it was winning in every single direction. People were saying the same thing, but that time, where's the US? Why isn't the US doing anything? Then the US, which is a far mightier power, did intervene, and we all know what the effect was.
Iranian Kiddo says, Trump is mirroring the Athenians' approach towards Melos in his foreign policy.
Yes, I agree with that. That is an episode from Thucydides. It's the one where the Athenians destroyed Melos and enslaved the population, except for the men whom they killed. And it's where the Athenians also said to the Melians, that famous word of Thucydides, we have from Thucydides, that of men we know and of the gods we believe, that the strong do as they will and the weak do as they must. Thucydides' point, and the point of his history, is that that extreme expression of cynical power politics eventually led to the destruction of Athens.
JB says, if it looks disastrous and humiliating for U.S. Israel, which is more likely that they make significant concessions to Iran or escalate via nukes?
I don't. Well, let's hope the last is not done. We are currently in an escalatory cycle. I think if we get past this cycle, if we have massive stresses in the world economy, if arsenals get depleted, then based on what happened in Vietnam, we'll start to see the Russians or the Chinese start to intervene, and we will start to see some kind of de-escalation. And it will not give the Iranians everything they want, the entire dismantling of the entire military systems that the US has in the Middle East, but it will nonetheless be seen as a defeat by the United States.
Maximilian says, are Syria, Venezuela, and now Iran actually part of a coherent U.S. strategy to choke China's energy network and weaken the Russia-China axis?
Some people talk about this, but how is it going to weaken the China-Russia axis? It's going to strengthen the Russia-China axis because, as an article today in the Financial Times says, China has to now increase its purchases of oil from Russia. Oil and gas. And that's exactly what they're doing. The Financial Times is writing about this.
Nick M says, what do you think will be the breaking point of the Middle Eastern countries where they fully turn their back on the US?
That's a very, very good question. I think the Gulf monarchies will never break from the US. They're too wrapped up with it. If they do that, then they are finished themselves. So that's when that happens, though, if the Gulf monarchies were to collapse, and I'm not predicting it, by the way, I'm not saying it's going to happen tomorrow, to next week, next year, this year, anytime. But if it were to happen, then we would indeed see a fundamental change in the Middle East, whether it be for the good or for the bad or for the far, far worse, given some of the people that we have in these places, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, all of the rest. I don't want to even think about it this time.
Louis says, I've been seeing an increase in bots defending the Iran war on X lately. I think there are some on this show today I haven't seen before, seeing how future propaganda is developing in real time.
Oh, yes. Sure.
Elliot says, wouldn't Iran risk their batteries being taken out if they don't use them? They will be taken out. Why not use them while they still have them?
Well, because you can always hide them. People don't, I think, understand what an enormous country Iran is. It's got vast mountain areas, difficult to track. There's periods of heavy mist. It's also got vast forests, very, very dense forests, which, again, people don't appreciate.
Peter S. says, in this terrible U.S.-Israel war, truly got mit... Mityuns is with Iran. M-I-T-U-N-S is with Iran. Thank you for that, Peter S. Iranian Kiddo says the Anglo-Persian Oil Company was also the reason the Brits wanted Soviets out of Iran. Truman reportedly issued an ultimatum. We owe a great deal to him for saving Azerbaijan.
Yeah, it's true. That comes to what I was saying about Joseph Stalin having wanted to break up Iran at that time. It's just true, by the way.
Mitchell LeBlanc says, how should the U.S. view China providing satellite imaging to Iran?
Well, I mean, they probably aren't happy, but what are the Chinese doing, which is different from what the Americans regularly do? The Americans provide satellite technology to Ukraine.
Yeah. Semper Reformada says Kurds invading Iran would give Turkey the perfect excuse to move into Iran.
Well, yes. At that point, it all begins to become unbelievably complicated. And is that really to the US's advantage? Just then.
Sir Mugs Game says Maduro rejected exile in Erdostan, preferring a cell in the US. Maybe he knows something.
Well,
Semper Reformada says Turkey would love a long land bridge to Central Asia.
Yes, but again, land bridges can be very unstable things. And does Turkey really need one? Just to say.
Yeah. Iran Inkedo says, also Iran had a very clever prime minister at the time who negotiated an agreement promising the Soviet Union a 51% stake in the joint Soviet-Iranian oil company. If they left, this was later rejected by parliament in 1947.
Yeah, it's true.
Kalin says, pretty clear to me now, Seekirk was murdered by deep state and or Mossad. Iran war would not be possible politically with him alive. Your thoughts? Yeah.
Well, who knows? I'm not sure that it would have been impossible. We mustn't overstate Charlie Kirk's influence either, by the way.
Yeah. Hubbing Pylon says, could Trump and co scaremonger Senate to amend the 22nd? Robert answered that. Mitchell says, Trump is going full Game of Thrones, Darnay's Targaryen style, crazy. Vance is going to have to pull a Jon Snow.
Well, we'll see.
Vance. Yeah. We talked about Vance a lot. Elza says, what's worse, Mertz agreeing with Trump on Spain or Schultz saying nothing about ending Nord Stream next to Biden?
Well, you tell me. I mean, it's awful. I would say, if anything, Schultz not saying anything about Nord Stream next to Biden.
Bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Arctic Lord says, watching a real superpower wage war is absolutely terrifying. Mm. OMG Mr. T says, would love to see a program with Alexander, Professor Mersheimer, Professor Yang, the ultimate round table. Iranian Kiddo says, Barzani was educated in Iran and Pezeshkian made a joke that he speaks Persian better than Kurdish. Pezeshkian himself is half Kurdish, half Azeri. He speaks Azeri, Kurdish, and Persian.
Indeed so. And can I just say, Khamenei was also part as his father was Azeri, and he also spoke Turkish. Yeah. Just to say.
Cactus Ray, thank you for that super sticker. Zariel says, World War III started with Ukraine folks, not with Iran.
Yeah.
Samuel Moroni says, Biden had a bad strategy. Trump has no strategy.
I think Trump has different strategies every single day he gets up. That's the trouble.
Shifu says, I work in a laboratory factory in Europe's native Kamdu. 2 days on leave without migrants. We collapse here. The USA is worse.
Yeah.
Brulaham says, considering how mental Trump is, Ukraine, Iran, Venezuela, do you think he could revisit Greenland, Canada, and directly threaten invasion?
Robert asked that one, yeah.
We talked about that. The hockey goalie says, does the sinking of the Iranian vessel off Sri Lanka take this global now? This was somewhat contained to the region, but anything now is fair game.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I don't think it takes it global, but to say it straightforward, it was a terrible thing to do. It was a horrible thing to do. There was no motive. It was just pointless violence.
Yeah, and even worse, to celebrate it.
Exactly.
Which is what Hegseth did.
Yes.
BG says, Hillbilly Eulogy, the sequel coming soon. Klaus says, the risk of another Syria, different factions fighting forever inside Iran.
Well, I think I answered that one. I don't think it's going to be quite the same as Syria, if I can say.
Yeah. Valeria says, and the name of the game is Vabank. Vabank. Yeah. Thank you for that. Nino says, how big of a threat are the Kurds invading Iran? They have started ground operations.
Well, they've denied it now, and so has the Iranian authority, the Iranian government. The Iranian government said this morning that there's been absolutely no operations so far in Western Iran and that all of the territory is quiet. We will see what happens, but I am going to guess that at this particular moment in time, if you were able to know who... what the Iranian authorities are most worried about it is this.
Azad says, what will the impact of the Iran war be on Armenia? The Armenian defense minister visited Tehran on the 24th of February to discuss cooperation between the two countries.
Well, Armenia and Iran have historically been quite good friends. And there's a big Armenian community in Iran. But Pashinyan is absolutely, as we know, Pashinyan is completely on the American side of things. Yeah. If this goes terribly wrong, which it could do, then as I have to say that it's a crisis for Pashinyan and potentially for Armenia too.
Basil says, have you heard Israel foreign minister and TV interview stating Iran is not the biggest problem? It's Turkey. I fell out of my chair. We talked about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mitchell says, doesn't Russia and Israel have a strong relationship? What can Putin do or say to Bibi?
Russia and Israel do have a strong relationship, but it's become very, very frayed over the last 3 years. And I think it's going to get worse. What the Russians always do in this is they keep lines of communication open. And eventually they will support Iran. They will provide support for Iran if Iran continues to stand. And then they will try to mediate, not with Israel so much, but with the United States, a possible return, not exactly to the status quo, but to some kind of stability in the Middle East, which would be a defeat for Netanyahu and for Israel.
Matthew says, how long can America realistically last? Does the war simply end when America runs out of missiles?
And when there's a major economic crisis.
Yeah. Nina says, will Iran get help from the Turks or Iraq to counter the Kurds who are now in Iran in a ground operation?
Well, it may come to that, but I mean, getting help from Erdogan, I mean, it's not something you want to find yourself doing. Yeah.
Elliot says Iran had a lot of division before Reza Khan, grandfather of current Pahlavi. Reza Khan fought many wars to unite them.
Yes, as I said, I mean, this, as I said in the program, it must never be forgotten that this was a product of a specific period, which was the period of imperialism, European imperialism and colonialism. And that was why, the major reason why Iran was under so much, pressure and so fragmented at that time. It's not typical of Iranian history.
Iranian Kido says, I've never seen any Iranian who supports the MEK. They are viewed as an archaic cult of Marxist and Islamic ideologies, neither of which are popular among the modern Iranian diaspora or inside Iran.
Yes.
We talked about the MEK. Yes. Elliot says, is there a problem not with missiles, but with launchers? What if those are taken out?
Well, again, we have to be very careful because the history of the previous wars is that it's very difficult to destroy launchers. Even the Russians have had difficulty destroying launchers in Ukraine. It's taken them a long time to work out how to do it. We must be very careful about claims that large numbers of launchers have been destroyed.
Zariel says, do you now understand Netanyahu is the problem?
Yeah.
Vincent says, will Iran use chemical or biological weapons if backed into a corner?
Well, I hope not.
Yeah. Yashas says, will Iran survive this war and will the USA lose its credibility, its credible face of freedom and democracy after the geopolitical catastrophe of their making?
Iran will survive this war. I mean, you cannot destroy a country and a society like Iran. Will the political system of Iran survive the war and its current political orientation? That I cannot predict with any certainty.
Joker84D says, could this war develop into something similar to Ukraine war, like a war of attrition?
Well, yes, it is already a war of attrition. But, wars of attrition can only last as long as the resources of the parties. In the case of the war of attrition in Ukraine, Ukraine has had an enormous amount of resources, which have been provided to it by the West, just to say. This war of attrition cannot last that long.
BG says, I knew Alexander the Great. Trump is no Alexander the Great.
Yeah.
Madame Moreau says, if Bibi gets impeached in Israel, nothing is going to change. New Zionist government will take over.
I've pushed back against that. I think Bibi is an extraordinary political figure. I mean, that's not an endorsement of him, but no one in Israel matches his political skills.
Semper Reformada says, the Greater Israel Project will ironically birth the Neo-Ottoman Project.
Mm-hmm.
CCCP says, I see a lot of right-wingers severely underestimating Iran's military lasting power in a real ground war based on Iran's lack of suitable anti-air. What do you all think? Total Russian victory, by the way, 4chan still loves the Durant.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. But I do think that a lot of people have gone and launched themselves into this based on a whole set of assumptions, which may not be based on sound analysis.
Yeah. Skull King Skunk says, MEK is not Marxist at all. It's 100% a Western op.
Well, now it is.
Yeah. Lisa Henderson says, if China and Russia fails to help, then it's a matter of time for each of them. Your thoughts?
We've answered this on the program. Yeah. And yeah. as I said, it. I mean, first of all, they are helping. Yeah. I mean, they are helping to the extent that they can help. And secondly, as I said, because there's Iran collapses, you must not make the assumption that China and Russia, two profoundly different societies from Iran, and by the way, from each other, are as vulnerable as Iran is.
Nino says, Iran has not begun launching their top arsenal yet. They have underground bases scattered all over the country awaiting orders with advanced drones and hypersonic missiles.
So I've heard. So they say.
Yeah. Iranian Kiddo says, modern Iran was probably at its weakest point in history in the late 19th century and start of World War I. By that time, Reza Khan, father of the last king of Iran, established Pahlavi. Country was in shambles.
Yes. Yes.
Dark Horse says, self-perceived vigilantism is a symptom of the absence of justice. I expect tea attacks from this. Had to hide some words due to YouTube. Trump chose the easy path of dropping the empire's masks instead of actual good governance, and half of MAGA basking in that euphoria. The dream will soon reveal itself a nightmare.
Well, I think Wilbur commented on that actually.
Yeah. Arctic Lord said, from day one to today, the number of ballistic missiles is down 86%. The number of attack drones fired down 73%. This war is over. It's a wrap, kids. We talked about this.
But I've also seen a lot of further reports about this. We've said, you know, that this is a misunderstanding, and that, in fact, tracks very closely what the Iranians did in the 12-day war, which is they conduct an enormous strike at the beginning, and then they husband their resources because they understand that it's an attrition war. Anyway, we'll see.
Brutalham says, why do people delude themselves that Iran is losing because of catastrophic losses? They have in recent time sustained hundreds of thousands of losses and have a much more difficult lifestyle than the West. If the regime doesn't collapse, it seems they could lose a few million people, 80% of their elite, and still win in a few years. Does America have this coming?
These are these terrifying statistics that people come up with. The one thing I would repeat again is that the Iran of today is not the same country or society that it was in the 1980s. In some ways, it's much more developed. It's much richer. I mean, despite its economic problems, it's grown much, much richer. It's far better educated. Now, that makes it stronger in most respects, but it also may mean that it's more brutal than it was in the 80s. I don't know.
H28 says, Iran, the nation, is not going to fall. Iran's been around for a long time. The government maybe will fall. They have had different governments in the past.
Of course. And that's a very good point.
Yeah. Zariel says this war is about water, not oil. A fact ignored.
Yeah, true.
Chris Collier, thank you for that super chat. Lessa Henderson says, true, but these idiots will harass each other to the brink. China and Russia seems to act now.
I think that we need to focus more on Iran here when discussing a conflict with Iran. I mean, always, you know, looking at what the Russians and the Chinese do. It is important, but it is Iran itself that must show that it's able to resist this.
Chaos Panda says, what is your opinion on the effects this war will have on China and Taiwan tensions?
We answered
that.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Much love from Serbia. Thank you for that, Chaos Panda. Christina says, first time catching you live. I watched almost every video since I heard about you from the Lake Zalalira. And you still didn't show up on my YouTube year review. Here's one for soft censorship. Thank you for that.
Well, there you go.
Anino says, Russia and China are helping the ISR in targeting behind the scenes. They are not idle.
Exactly.
Exactly. Elliot says, what shape are the Iranian launchers in? Is there a chance Iran may not be able to use its most advanced missiles because their launchers are gone?
Well, you see, this is it. I mean, you ask us this question, but how are we in a position to answer it? I mean, you're getting completely conflicting information about this, and it's likely that neither side is telling the full truth. So it's impossible for us to know. All I would say is, based on historic precedent, it's actually quite difficult to track down and destroy launchers.
Monty says, is there a point beyond which Pete Emptyhead will say to Trump that what he wants is impossible? Robert mentioned this.
Absolutely.
H28 says, Iran-born Iranians tell you how horrible sanctions are. People want it gone.
Yeah.
And finally, from Zachariah, Putin said that he is considering stopping any LNG to Europe soon because the EU gas ban will come into effect soon, and it may be better for Russia to prioritize other markets in Asia. Is this trolling?
No, it's not trolling. I think it's the right decision. Because it's the correct decision. But I don't know Putin ever to troll over questions like that. If he says this, the decision has already been made.
Yeah. All right. We will end it on that question. Take care, everyone. Thank you for all the questions. Great live stream.